I'm on the line to New York with the principal clarinetist of the New York Philharmonic, and I have to say I was rather startled to learn this. The orchestra's first African-American principal player, Anthony McGill, it's such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC, Anthony. Thank you for giving us the time.
Thanks for having me.
With the COVID-19 response, the musical landscape has certainly changed a great deal, and I'm wondering how you are coping with that.
Frankly, at the beginning, especially, it was really, really challenging. Of course, there was the obvious that, you know, I was in rehearsal at the beginning of the week, and then we never finished those concerts. And then to see the year evaporate as far as outside performances and big concerts and the big halls in the world and tours canceled, all of these things for the foreseeable future was devastating, frankly. So as musicians, not to have that outlet to perform and to express ourselves musically, that was really just kind of heartbreaking. And it's been an adjustment.
And really, I suppose that brings us to this concert that you are presenting tonight. And I'm speaking to you on behalf of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, which is co-presenting. And what I'd like to do is concentrate on the two African-American composers that you are presenting in this four-piece concert. The African-American composer, the first African-American woman to be recognized as a symphonic composer, Florence Price, and then pairing that with contemporary African-American composer, James Lee III. I'd love you to talk about the dialogue between these two pieces.
Yes, it's really amazing to kind of feature these works on this program. What's interesting is what you'll find out tonight at the concert, as I speak from the stage, so to speak, is that the Adoration by Florence Price is a new piece. It's a new discovery just very recently that Anna discovered. And it's an organ piece that has a transcription for violin and viola. And I made this transcription for clarinet. And her music, Florence Price's music, is stunning in its beauty, its simplicity, and just greatness. And I'm so happy to be able to play my first time performing a work by her. And then to actually pair that, if you will, with the James Lee, who is a colleague of mine, and his music is fresh and beautiful and accessible and wonderful. And I think it's going to be a really wonderful thing to hear both of those on the program. James and I have been talking for years about doing some work together. And this piece, it's actually called Ad Anna, and it's from ancient Hebrew. It means how long or until when. This sort of expression and desire for justice, and to have the two composers, one living, one past, kind of communicate on this program and dialogue, as you mentioned, with each other is going to be fantastic.
There's also a lovely dialogue between the other two pieces, the Carlos Gustavino and Leonard Bernstein, with the kind of link of the Latin music. So it's a wonderful program. This is being presented by Anthony McGill with pianist Anna Polonsky. And the Shriver Hall Concert Series is co-hosting that for our region. And you'll be able to join this free virtual concert tonight at 8 p.m. You can do that through the shriverconcerts.org website. Anthony, thank you so much for talking to me, and really all good luck going forward in these strange times.
Thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure.